Do you think your timing is the best in the timing of God? Sometimes we think we know what is important for us than God, but He knows best and what's good for us. Have the right thing at the right time is the best. I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Amidst the intricate dance of seconds, minutes, and hours, our lives unfold like a captivating novel, chapters veiled in suspense and ambiguity. Yet, within this enigmatic narrative, one recurring theme whispers through the pages, the essence of trusting God's timing. Picture your life as a story scripted by the Creator, each twist and turn carefully penned by the author of existence. As we journey through this intricate plot, we often find ourselves standing at the crossroads of impatience and uncertainty, yearning for a glimpse behind the veil of time. What if, in those moments of ambiguity, we could fathom the intricacies of the grand design, understanding that every delay, detour, and seemingly unanswered prayer is a stroke in the masterpiece of our lives? Join me as we unravel the mystery of God's timing, for in the suspense of waiting lies the revelation of divine control and a destiny beyond our comprehension. Reason 1. Biblical assurance. Scripture, like a timeless compass, directs our hearts toward the unwavering promise that God's timing is flawless. In Ecclesiastes 3 verse 11, we find solace in the words, "He has made everything beautiful in its time." These ancient verses carry the weight of timeless wisdom, reassuring us that our lives are part of a grand narrative, a tapestry where every thread, whether woven in joy or sorrow, contributes to the breathtaking beauty that unfolds in due course. Consider the narrative of Joseph, a man whose journey from the pit to the palace epitomizes the divine craftsmanship of timing. Sold into slavery, unjustly imprisoned, Joseph's life seemed a series of unfortunate events. Yet, when the appointed moment arrived, the pieces fell into place, revealing a purpose far grander than his initial struggles. His story echoes the universal truth that God's plan unfolds in chapters, often written in the ink of adversity, leading to a triumphant conclusion beyond our present understanding. David, too, exemplifies the symphony of God's timing. Anointed as a shepherd boy, he faced the daunting giant Goliath, not as a king but as a humble servant. The years of waiting in the wilderness, marked by trials and uncertainty, molded David into a king after God's own heart. His life story testifies that the Almighty's timing orchestrates a crescendo of victory, even when the world sees only defeat. Let these biblical narratives be the compass guiding our hearts, reminding us that the author of our faith is not bound by earthly calendars. In every trial, setback, and seemingly unanswered prayer, God is crafting a masterpiece. As we navigate the chapters of our lives, may we find assurance in the truth that, just as dawn follows the darkest night, God's perfect timing will unveil the beauty hidden within every season of waiting. Reason 2. Learning patience through adversity. Consider the metamorphosis of a caterpillar into a butterfly, a remarkable process that unfolds in stages of waiting and transformation. The caterpillar, inching along the branches, seems far removed from the graceful creature it is destined to become. Similarly, our journey through life often entails periods of waiting and apparent stagnation. Adversity becomes the cocoon in which our character is shaped and strengthened. In those moments when progress seems elusive, when dreams feel distant, and when the struggle is intense, we find ourselves in a spiritual cocoon, a space where patience is not merely a virtue but a transformative force. Picture the caterpillar, enveloped in the cocoon, undergoing a profound interchange. Likewise, in the cocoon of life's challenges, we are refined. It's in the waiting that our faith is tested, and patience emerges not as a passive endurance but as an active trust in the unseen hand orchestrating our destiny. Consider the story of Job, a man acquainted with profound suffering. His life, once abundant, became a tapestry of loss and pain. Yet, in the crucible of adversity, Job's patience emerged as an enduring testimony. Through the waiting, Job's character transformed and his faith remained unshaken. In the end, his life was restored, illustrating that patience in adversity is not in vain. It is a precursor to a greater, more glorious unfolding. Just as the caterpillar must patiently endure the darkness of the cocoon before emerging as a butterfly, our trials, setbacks, and moments of uncertainty are the incubators of resilience and spiritual maturity. In the tapestry of life, every delay is an invitation to trust the process, for within the cocoon of waiting, we undergo a metamorphosis that prepares us to soar to new heights when the appointed time arrives. Embrace the cocoon moments, for they are the crucibles where patience is forged and the wings of faith unfurl. Reason 3. Seasons of preparation. Imagine a farmer tending to his fields, meticulously sowing seeds, nurturing the soil, and patiently awaiting the harvest. Similarly, God cultivates our hearts in seasons of waiting, preparing us for the bountiful harvest that awaits. In Galatians 6 verse 9, we find encouragement not to grow weary in doing good, for in due season, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Just as the farmer understands the necessity of seasons of planting, cultivating, and harvesting, so does God comprehend the significance of the various seasons in our lives. The waiting periods are not moments of idleness. They are divine classrooms where skills are honed, character is refined, and faith is deepened. Consider the story of Moses, who spent 40 years in the wilderness before leading the Israelites to the Promised Land. The seemingly prolonged season of preparation in the wilderness was not a detour, but a crucial part of God's plan. It was there that Moses learned humility, dependence on God, and developed the resilience required for the monumental task ahead. In our lives, too, there are seasons when it seems like progress is slow, dreams are deferred, and prayers are unanswered. Yet, these moments are not setbacks, but setups for the extraordinary. God uses these seasons of preparation to equip us with the strength, wisdom, and maturity needed for the fulfillment of His purpose in our lives. As we navigate these seasons, may we recognize that God's timetable aligns with the rhythm of our development. The delay is not a denial, it is an invitation to grow. Embrace the lessons of patience, perseverance, and trust in the waiting seasons, for they are the very elements that fortify us for the abundant harvest that lies ahead. Just as a well-tended field yields a rich crop, our lives, when entrusted to God's timing, become fields ripe for the manifestation of His promises. Reason 4. Divine appointments. Consider the intricacies of your life, a tapestry of encounters, connections, and serendipitous moments. In the grand design of God's timing, these are not mere coincidences but divine appointments. Proverbs 16 verse 9 reminds us that in their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. Our journeys are marked by orchestrated encounters that shape our destinies. Think of the people who entered your life at precisely the right moment, a mentor, a friend, or a confidant. These connections are not accidental. They are part of God's intricate plan. Reflect on the story of Ruth and Boaz, a beautiful narrative of divine orchestration. Ruth, a foreigner gleaning in the fields, encountered Boaz, who would become her kinsman redeemer. This meeting was not haphazard. It was a divine appointment that unfolded at the perfect time, leading to blessings beyond Ruth's imagination. In your own life, recall instances where doors opened unexpectedly, opportunities arose at just the right moment, or a timely word brought comfort and guidance. These are the fingerprints of God's divine appointments, a testament to His omniscient understanding of the intricate details of our lives. As we traverse the chapters of life, may we trust that God's timing aligns not only with our individual needs, but also with the needs of those around us. The person you meet today, the opportunity that presents itself tomorrow, each is a piece in the puzzle of divine appointments. Surrendering our schedules to the Master Timekeeper allows us to appreciate the significance of these encounters and embrace the transformative power they carry. Divine appointments are not restricted to grand moments, but often unfold in the simplicity of everyday interactions. As we navigate life with open hearts and surrendered timelines, we position ourselves to recognize and appreciate these appointed moments, understanding that God's timing is not just about our journey, but the interconnected stories of those around us. Reason 5. God's omniscient perspective. Imagine looking at a complex puzzle from the perspective of a single piece. From this vantage point, the puzzle may appear chaotic and disconnected. Similarly, in the intricate tapestry of our lives, the threads of time can weave a story that seems puzzling and unclear. Yet, God, in His omniscience, sees the complete picture. In Isaiah 55 verses 8 to 9, we are reminded that God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and His ways are higher than our ways. His perspective transcends our limited understanding, encompassing the entirety of time and eternity. It's as if God, the master artist, stands above the canvas of our lives, skillfully incorporating every color, every stroke, into a masterpiece that reflects His divine wisdom. Consider the life of Esther, a young Jewish girl elevated to the position of queen in a foreign land. From her standpoint, the events that unfolded seemed like a series of unrelated incidents. However, God's omniscient perspective orchestrated each moment, leading to Esther's pivotal role in saving her people. What appeared as random chances were, in fact, threads intricately woven into the fabric of God's plan. In our lives, too, there are moments when we question the purpose of delays, setbacks, and detours. It's during these times that we must lean on the assurance that God sees the entire narrative. Just as Joseph could declare, "You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good," Genesis 50 verse 20, our present circumstances, even the most challenging ones, are part of a larger, purposeful design. Trusting God's omniscient perspective requires surrendering our need for immediate understanding. It involves acknowledging that God's timing is not bound by our impatience or limited foresight. Just as a single puzzle piece may not comprehend the beauty of the entire picture, we, too, may not grasp the full scope of God's plan. Yet, in faith, we trust that every moment, every twist and turn, is a stroke in the masterpiece of our lives, a masterpiece only fully revealed when we gaze upon it from the eternal perspective of our Creator. In the grand tapestry of life, where every thread is woven with purpose, trusting God's timing becomes an act of faith that transcends the limits of our understanding. As we navigate the intricate chapters of waiting, setbacks, and moments of uncertainty, may we find solace in the timeless truth echoed in Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1. There is a time for everything, and a purpose under the heavens. The delays that confound us are not denials. They are invitations to trust the author of time, who orchestrates every detail with divine precision. Our lives are a masterpiece, and each moment of waiting, like a carefully crafted stroke, contributes to the beauty that unfolds in due course. As we surrender our clocks to the Master Timekeeper, may we draw inspiration from the biblical assurances that echo through the ages, the stories of Joseph, David, Moses, Ruth, and Esther. Their narratives remind us that God's timing is impeccable, turning trials into triumphs and setbacks into setups for extraordinary blessings. Embrace the cocoon moments where patience becomes a transformative force and seasons of preparation where the soil of your heart is tilled for a bountiful harvest. Recognize the divine appointments that shape your journey, understanding that every encounter, every connection, is part of a meticulously planned narrative. In the midst of life's puzzle, trust God's omniscient perspective, the understanding that His thoughts are higher, His ways are greater, and His design is perfect. What may seem chaotic and unclear from our viewpoint is a masterpiece from His eternal vantage. As we conclude this exploration of trusting God's timing, may you find assurance in the truth that delays are not denials, and every unanswered prayer is a stroke yet to be revealed. Surrender your impatience, embrace the waiting, and watch as the unveiling of your life's masterpiece unfolds in ways far beyond your wildest dreams. For in God's timing, every chapter, every moment, is crafted with love, purpose, and an eternal perspective that transforms the ordinary into the extraordinary. Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack, but have an abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong. Make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comments section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comments section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.